Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Brought to you by Coors Light. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, the latest that you need to know on the Deshaun Watson situation from a legal perspective. Two things. One, the deposition schedule is set. As of right now, this thing's moving forward. Now, we don't know. There might be settlements. We know that Deshaun and his side, his camp, Rusty Harden, were reportedly trying to settle the lawsuits right before the trade deadline so that a trade to Miami could have been facilitated. And boy, as it turns out, the Texans may have dodged a bullet with that. Getting a trade package where the best pick they're getting is a San Francisco first-round pick that right now is best case 25th in the draft. So, anyways, as of right now, though, things are moving forward with the trial. And the dates for Deshaun Watson, Seth, to be deposed have been released. Mark Berman posted this official document on his Twitter timeline, and it's a plaintiff's notice of intention to take the oral and videotape deposition of Deshaun Watson. There are eight dates on here. At 10 a.m. each of these mornings, Deshaun Watson and his representation must go to the Busby Law Firm, 600 Travis Street, Suite 7300, Houston, Texas, 77002. February 24th and 25th, February 28th and March 1st, March 8th and March 9th, March 22nd, March 23rd. So four different back-to-back pairings of days Deshaun Watson is going to spend hours being basically given the verbal equivalent of a legal colonoscopy on his conduct in these massage settings.
44 hours
sounds terrible.
What Tony Busby would be allotted. I know when that first came out, Amy Dash had reported something about how, you know, he's going to face 44 hours of questioning. I saw a couple of attorneys respond to her, or at least people that claim to be attorneys on Twitter, saying, well, it won't be 44 hours. Busby said, yeah, it'll be 44 hours, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case. I think one thing that I've learned about the legal process, Sean, without claiming to be a legal expert whatsoever, one thing I've learned is that when it comes to Tony Busby representing Deshaun Watson, everything breaks down, Tony Busby taking on Deshaun Watson, everything breaks down from whatever normal law is or however lawsuits typically go. Because I've had right from the beginning all these people saying, like, well, no, of course Busby wants to settle. It's not going to go on that long. This, that, the other thing. Usually in normal situations, you're not dealing with Deshaun Watson, who's entrenched as much as he has been and has as many legal money resources as he does have. And then Tony Busby, who has a history of, like, defiantly taking things to trial that other people wouldn't. And sometimes he does it just to try to increase the awards for future settlements.
Yeah.
That if you press things like this, and, like, typically now the settlements are pretty small for cases like this on an individual basis. Theoretically, Busby could want to go to trial just to change that so that these cases start bringing in bigger settlements for everybody. But I don't know. I just try to think of 44 hours of – if I were facing 44 hours of depositions and I didn't have a very good memory of all these exchanges, because we know Deshaun doesn't have a great memory of a lot of these, just based on text exchanges and everything.
He called back for services some of the women who had told him they don't want to work with him again.
Asking if they do massage. Like, not just, right. like, yeah, it, like, it just, it, like,
yes.
didn't remember them at all.
They forgot who they were, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, that would be a pretty big, strong motivator for me, personally. Now, Deshaun's obviously different. But I would have to think that Deshaun might at least be partially motivated to not want to do this 44 hours of deposition.
Have you ever been deposed?
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
It's
the worst.
I
wasn't even the one that could potentially be in trouble. Mine was just, I got deposed over stuff that didn't involve me at all in terms of, like, I wasn't complicit or anything.
Dude,
yeah.
It's terrible. I probably told this before, but before I got into radio, I was vice president of sales for our company, and we were a small telecommunications company that was suing a branch of AT&T. We were the plaintiffs. We weren't even the defendants. And so we're the ones with the issue. And I had to be deposed for hours on end. I had to take the stand. Like, it is stressful. And I'm telling the truth up there.
Yeah.
But you're, to your point about Deshaun, it's hard to recall everything when there's so much detail, whether it's a business lawsuit, whether it's something Deshaun's involved in. When you're sitting there for hours on end, it's like you're taking a test verbally and you're hoping you get the answers right. It's horrible. I looked at this schedule that Mark Berman posted, and I got PTSD just looking at the document. Like, just the font and the structure of the document gives me agita, you know?
Sean, I got even just interviewed once. I don't, this wasn't even, to the best of my memory, this wasn't even a deposition, but I got interviewed by NFL attorneys. It was regarding something with, like, NFL injury policy and everything.
Oh.
So they were just looking for gathering for their own informational purposes. And I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll talk to you. But I felt, even in doing that, I started to realize, like, okay, they're trying to get information out of me that would be used against the NFLPA. And, like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah.
And I started getting super, like, and this was just a matter of me, like, maybe feeling like I'd been duped into, like, giving information that wasn't going to get anybody in trouble or anything. And that alone was stressful. So, yeah, when it's you that are potentially going to have a liable judgment against you for sexual assault, that's got to be stressful.
Yeah, man. So you mentioned settlements. Here's the other piece of Deshaun Watson legal news. The Daily Beast got a copy of one of Deshaun Watson's settlement offers to an accuser. Now, this was an accuser who rejected the offer. So the name is redacted on all these. It's about a 6-page document. Here are the highlights that you need to know from it. The document came from a plaintiff who rejected the offer of $100,000. So we know that, Seth, reportedly a vast majority of Watson's accusers were ready to settle back before the trade deadline. There were a few that rejected the offer. This was one of them, $100,000. Now, I don't know if the amounts differed from plaintiff to plaintiff. I have no idea. But let's just say that $100,000 is either the standard or the average. $2.2 million to make this go away. That feel, given what Deshaun Watson has made and stands to make in the upcoming season and in future seasons, $2.2 million feels like a pittance to get this thing behind him and move on and start making $40 million again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like very much.
Yeah, and you know what comes in these situations too is when you start getting into questions of consent, I think that there are times where there are men who genuinely kind of don't understand the concept of consent and sometimes feel, I'm just speaking very hypothetically here. Maybe it's Deshaun, maybe it's not. But that they sometimes like feel resolutely that they're innocent. And what it is really they just have kind of a different concept of what is acceptable and what isn't, and what is and what is not consent. So I like and become very entrenched on things because of that, especially when their reputation is involved.
Well, and for what it's worth, Watson is seeking full confidentiality in these, at least in this settlement that he put forth. I'm assuming this is a cookie cutter that they sent to all 22 plaintiffs, and admits no wrongdoing. So there's no admission of guilt or liability, but instead the settlements are what is quoted in here, Seth, as an effort to, quote, buy peace. So he is buying peace with these settlements, according to the document. So there you go.
Peace for him or for, like, all mankind?
Just says peace. No, just yeah, it doesn't say for all mankind.
Sounds like a horrible Christmas carol. And peace for Deshaun.
This would be an edgy topic for a Christmas Carol, no doubt about
this was,
that.
Yeah, he's going to buy it with frankincense and myrrh.
Oh, both sides are responsible for their own legal fees, too. That is significant. Can you imagine Deshaun getting pinched with the legal fees? I'm guessing the legal fees for Busby are a percentage of the settlement, right? That's how that works on the plaintiff side, usually. That's how Busby gets paid. That's how he has his big mansion. He gets a percentage of the settlements that he negotiates.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if he said that he wasn't going to take that in this case, or instance. I can't remember what it was.
Yep.
But it wouldn't be. Yeah, whatever he would get out of that, it's not going to be worth the time that they've put into it. I think that part, like, Busby's gotten a whole lot of publicity out of this. Or, like, I don't want to be so cynical to believe that he couldn't possibly have done this just because he felt like it was the right thing to do. Like, it was his pro bono work almost. But for the amount of time he and his staff have spent on this, I'm guessing they're not going to come out in the black on this.
Yep, we'll see. So that's the latest on Deshaun Watson from a legal standpoint. First deposition scheduled for February 24th. So that would be the earliest date that Deshaun Watson gets deposed. And we'll see. We'll see if we make it to February 24th. Maybe there's settlements before that. We got some key dates coming up with the league year starting soon and the draft in April. It's going to be a wild few months, no doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.